Item 5, from the Interim Director, Community Business Development Partners, providing an update on an audit by the Federal Aviation Administration of the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise and the Airport Concessions Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Programs. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, and is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Supervisor Mayo, did the committee take any action on this? All right, Mr. Anthony.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, I'd like to present the FAA compliance review results, or at least to kind of give you an update on what's been going on with that. There were six items or areas that were identified in the FAA audit that needed follow-up. Four of the items pertain to airport construction, and two of the items pertain to airport concessions. I'd like to first talk about the four items that are under airport construction. The first item that was pointed out was that there needed to be clear separation between the federal program and the state program. Primarily, how you get that separation is to make sure that you have the forms create forms that clearly separate the state program from the federal program. And so we have created forms that are attached to the document that has made that separation available. We've also talked to the FAA about the forms and some of the other things that we have done. So that action is already happening, and we haven't heard any feedback about whether the FAA views that as acceptable or not, but they were excited that when I talked to the representative from the FAA, they were excited that we had already begun to do some things. The second item, airport had no written certification procedures ensuring that contract records are being reviewed. We created a form that would allow us, it's a form called the DB 405 that's attached to the document as well, that really documents that written certification has occurred. This item is an action item that's due to the FAA by 9:30. We have copied them the same information that you have here that shows that a form has been created to go out and to ensure that certification is happening at the airport. The third item is the FAA recommends more frequent site visits and that all active projects are being visited. Right off the bat, we made a conscious decision that all of those active projects be visited, and staff are in the process of doing that now. We'll do random visits and random desk audits to look at records and to make sure that things are in order under this item. This was an item that was due to the FAA on 9:30, and again, we're in communication with them about each of the items. Number four, under construction, no evidence that random verifications are being done to verify who pays for supplies being used by DBE contractors. Again, the form that we created, DBE 05, will be used to document that this verification is happening. And we will also institute random checks so that we can kind of go through the files and make sure that the verification of who is actually paying for supplies is occurring. So that is happening now. Those are the four items. Under airport concessions, there were two items or two areas of note. No written verification that contract records are being reviewed. So this, again, is one of those things where they're looking for further verification and making sure that the forms are available in the folders as we go out and look. And I've been discussing with airport staff and my staff is that this really is what we call a quality assurance, quality control type situation. The Community Business Development Partners' responsibility to make sure that the compliance is occurring, and we are doing that. And it's the airport staff's responsibility to make sure that the information is in the file. So that's on the way. The airport had no documentation that existing joint ventures have been reviewed. Right away, all of the existing joint ventures are being reviewed, so we are complying with this as well. Those are the items that were identified. Those are the six items that were identified in the FAA audit.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Dr. Anthony, I'm kind of confused. This audit was not on my agenda last week, Monday, and we didn't go over this particular item because the questions and concerns you just addressed, we had the airport director in the meeting, and we could have asked why these actions was not. Why is that?
Well, when we came to the agenda setting, you said that the item was not given to you in a timely fashion, so you wouldn't consider the item during your committee meeting. The item was an item that the chairwoman here suggested right after the completion date. So to accommodate the chairwoman for this committee meeting, we expedited the report and got it ready for her committee. But we had it ready for your meeting and we for the agenda setting, but you said that you didn't want that item to be moved forward.
When I said it was not for the meeting, am I correct that you did not even submit it to the chairperson? Or it was not even noted that it was going to come be on the agenda. You was asking a question put on it. The reason why I'm asking these questions now is this is not an action item, am I correct?
No, it's an informational item.
Information. I would like this on there because these are serious questions and observations that you had that we need to make sure that the airport director, and I know you've been working with them, that the transportation committee understand that we are on the same page. It's unfortunate that you did not, when you came to the meeting and when you stated that you wanted to have it on the agenda, you was not prepared. You asked me at the end of the meeting to say, can we put this on there? And I said no. Because the other action item that you put on there that you said was a deadline that you need an action item, did I put it on there for you?
Yes, sir. Okay. Supervisor
Mayo, first of all, I did not understand that it wasn't going to be in your committee. And as a courtesy, if you're concerned about this, we can this laid over.
No, you don't lay it over. It's fine that it's more people who hear about it, understand it. Okay. It's just amazing that when they need something, and this is what my point is, when they need the action item that was due in August, we put it on real quick so they can make sure that they can meet the deadline. And something that we did not understand what's going on at the airport, I'm confused. But I understand that this is good information. I thought it was good information when I heard it. Right now. So
it certainly doesn't prevent you from putting it on your agenda next month.
No.
All right. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to for the DBE site monitoring checklist, what does CUF stand for, sir?
What does
Dr. Anthony?
What did you say?
CUF is at the, it's at just below the, it's part of the checklist instructions. Number two, if any time a DBE is observed or not performing a CUF, what is a CUF? It's not certified unit.
That's
one. Okay. Commercial unified function.
Commercial?
Right, commercially.
Commercial unified function. Okay, Madam Chair, I was going to move to receive and place this on file so everyone could see it, but... Supervisor Mayo also.
No. Please put receive and place on file. Don't
okay. Madam Chair, I move to receive and place on file. Item number 5.
All right. So then there's no objection from Supervisor Mayo on that.
What do you say? Commercial uniform.
Any other comments or questions?
Useful function.
If hearing none, we do have a motion to receive and place on file. Sir, perhaps you could wait on the items that are being set up there till after the committee. You wouldn't mind, please? You could hold off on that. Looks like you're done. Madam Clerk.
Okay. On the motion to receive and place on file, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Madam Clerk, please call item 6.
All right.